The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Here, let's go to Harley in the United States of America, and Donald Trump is not ready to give up on chucking out Obamacare. Harley.
Well, he says he's not ready to give up. He may not have an option, really, but he gave it the yeoman's effort today. He called in leading Republicans to the White House. And he told them, for 7 years, you promised the American people you'd repeal Obamacare. People are hurting. Inaction is not an option. And frankly, I don't think we should leave town unless we have a health insurance plan.
I love it. I just love it.
Well, you know what they have? They really have three options. One is, of course, the preferred option. We repeal it and replace it with something better. Two would be send him, nothing, if nothing else, a repeal-only bill. Similar to what they've done five times in the past, only this time it would really mean something, and that doesn't look like it's going to happen. The third option, and one that President Trump said he's willing to live with if he has to, is to just let Obamacare implode and fall in on itself, which it will do. That would cause an awful lot of pain, but people would realize what it was that they signed up for and that they supported, and then they would really clamor for some changes.
Yeah.
The other option would be, and I think this is probably the best thing they could do, is forget about trying to repeal the whole thing. Repeal it, yes, and then work on specific cures for specific problems.
Yeah.
I mean, people suffer. We've forgotten, I think, in this country, for 20 or 30 million people who were uninsured, we threw out our whole healthcare system on the altar of compassion and created this massive government program that is, you know, so top-weighted it can't possibly work, instead of figuring out what is it we can do for 20 to 30 million people who need help. And we're good at that sort
it's
of thing.
Funny,
we could have
it's
solved
that. I'm just listening to you with great interest, because years ago now, I mean, what's the year now? 2017, 1975. Gosh, that's 40-something years ago. We had in this country, Harley, well over 82, 83, 84, 85% with their own private health insurance. They were covered. And right. We did exactly, so there were about 15%, you know, of people who couldn't afford private health care and they were at risk.
Right.
Now, exactly. If the government had paid private health insurance for them, it would have cost us a couple of hundred million. But we threw the whole system out, and now we've got a Medicare system here which costs billions and billions of dollars. And everyone's
exactly
on the...
what we've done.
Yeah. And instead of, as you rightly say, just addressing those or the areas where the problem existed and leave everything else alone.
Well, but see, you know what we wouldn't have if we had done that? We wouldn't have grown the size of government and made it so much bigger and
absolutely
more onerous and intrusive and controlling over the population.
And that is exactly...
And that, of course, was very important for us to do.
Yep. And that's what Trump is about, of course, winding back the size of government, getting it out of our lives. Good explanation, Harley. We've got something in common. Unfortunately, it's not something we'd like to have. Talk to you tomorrow. There he is, Harley in the United States of America.